Affairs segment, and now it's time for jazz music. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. We're going to get right into the tunes right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is a group called Salo, S-A-L-O. And the name of the album is Sundial Lotus. And we heard a track called The Sky Is an Eye. And that features Alex Hamlin on alto sax, Ed Rosenberg on tenor, Josh Ruttner on tenor, Andrew Smiley on electric guitar, Red Wierenga on piano, Ben Galina on upright bass, and Alex Wyatt on drums. And Ben Galina wrote all the compositions on this album. A really fine album. I just got this in on Innova Records, and that record label always seems to produce some really, really interesting music from artists that at least I had never heard before, and this is another one. So, as I said, the name of the group is Salo, and the album Sundial Lotus. All right, this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Welcome, listeners. Couple hours of great jazz music ahead of you. We heard a really fine guitarist last night. He's from the Hartford area, actually originally from Turkey, I believe, but now resides in the Hartford area. His name is Sinan Bakir, and we're going to hear one from him. Thank you. Yeah, Sinan Bakir from his album On My Way. And that is a trio setting, Sinan on guitar, Thomas Nieland on bass, and Mark Ferber on drums. And we heard Sinan Bakir yesterday over at the Music Score, an interesting place, a very relaxed and intimate setting to see some music. And we definitely enjoyed ourselves there. Wish we got there a little earlier. We heard about a half hour or so of Sinan's trio before it ended. But yeah, really nice. Keep your eyes open if you're in the Hartford area for goings-ons over at the Music Score in Rocky Hill, a little south of Hartford. All right. Time now is 6:17. We've been listening to some guitar work there. We're going to continue on with a really great guitarist, Larry Coryell, who just released an album. And I think it's more or less a best of from some of his recent albums. And we're going to hear something with a really nice, serious groove on. And this is Bumpin' on Sunset.
This is a song about the Great West Montgomery. Yeah.
Ooh, that is Pat Bianchi, a fine, fine Hammond B3 organ player, with his latest release called Back Home. And we heard the track called Hammerhead. Yeah, and that features, besides the great Hammond B3 playing of Pat Bianchi, it's just some kicking drum work by Ralph Peterson on that one. And a fine tenor sax playing also by Wayne Escoffrey, known in this area because he went to the Hart School of Music, along with many, many other great jazz musicians. Terrell Stafford on trumpet on that one as well. As I said, Pat Bianchi's brand new release called Back Home. Check that one out. Before that, we heard from a great guitarist. His name is Larry Coryell. And we heard the Wes Montgomery original Bumpin' on Sunset. And as I said, performed by Larry Coryell on guitar, Larry Gray on bass, and Paul Wertico on drums. All right, time now is 6:30. This is WHUS 91.7 FM at a University of Connecticut. Monday night here in Hartford, it's going to be the finale of the Monday Night Jazz series at Bushnell Park. And it should be a great show. We're going to start out with Earl McDonald at 6 o'clock and his New Directions Band, a 10-piece ensemble with some of Hartford's greatest players. And the arranging and the piano work being done, as I said, by Earl McDonald. And following that will be Greg Osby. He's going to bring in a quartet, I believe, maybe a quintet, but he's going to bring in his group, a fine modern jazz alto sax player. I believe he plays soprano as well. So we're going to hear one from Greg Osby right now. All right. Anat Cohen. Yeah, Anat Cohen. From her new album, Clarinetworks, we heard just a killing version of St. James Infirmary. And that is Anat Cohen's quartet with Anat on clarinet, Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. And before that, we heard from Greg Osby from his album Nine Levels. And we heard the track called Humility. And that album is, as I said, it's called Nine Levels. And the interesting thing about this, the tracks are, well, I'll just read them off. There are things like principle, tolerance, humility, truth, resilience, innocence, and optimism. And a couple others in there, too, to come up with the nine levels. And the one we heard was humility. And I really like that sound. Very, very interesting. That's Greg Osby on alto and soprano saxophones. Sarah Serpa on voice. Adam Birnbaum on piano. Nir Felder on guitar. Joseph Lepore on bass. And Hamir Atwal on drums. And Greg Osby is going to be here in Hartford on Monday. Hopefully he'll have a group similar to that one because it's a killing group. And they're going to be here for the Bushnell Park Monday Night Series, which is the finale of that series. And Greg Osby is going to be the artist that is going to close things out on Monday night. But before Greg is going to be Earl MacDonald with the New Directions Band. And Earl MacDonald, well, of course, he's known very well here at University of Connecticut for being the director of the jazz program here at UConn. But he's also just a great piano player and a fine arranger. And his latest album is called Revisions, Works for Jazz Orchestra. And hopefully they'll do some of the arrangements that he did for this album, because it's a great album. We're going to hear something from that album right now. This one is called Joshua. Earl MacDonald from his album Revisions. We heard Joshua. I believe that's a Miles Davis composition. No, I'm sorry. It is a Victor Feldman composition. I believe it was performed by Miles Davis, though, because that's how I remember it. And that is the Earl MacDonald Big Band. And the soloist in that was Ralph Bowen on tenor sax, Michael Philip Mossman on trumpet, and Earl MacDonald on piano. Great track, Joshua. And the album's fine, too. And if you want to hear more music like that, come down to Bushnell Park on Monday night, where you'll hear Earl MacDonald conducting or leading a 10-piece ensemble of some of Hartford's greatest jazz musicians. And that'll be followed. Let's back up. Earl MacDonald's group will be starting at 6 p.m. at Bushnell Park. And that'll be followed around 7:30 or so by Greg Osby, who's going to close out the Monday Night Jazz series. And it's been a great series. Claire and I have had really, really a wonderful time on Monday nights heading off to Bushnell Park. The weather's held up for us, as I hope it will on Monday. And we head down to Bushnell Park. We take in the great music in the outdoors in Hartford. And then we cross over the street over to Black Eyed Sally's. And there we close out the night at Black Eyed Sally's, usually with some great artists and a jam session as well. So last chance to do that this coming Monday evening, day after tomorrow. So hope to see you there. And then for Claire and I, it's off to Newport. We've got the Newport Jazz Festival coming up. And I wanted to do a little preview of some of the artists that we're looking forward to seeing there at Newport. You heard one of them a few minutes ago in Anat Cohen. She's going to be there, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I've seen Anat Cohen in a couple different settings on a couple different occasions, but I don't think I've seen her leading her own band. And so we'll be doing that, and she's got a great new album that I'm sure she'll be playing a lot of tunes from. We've played that album on this show quite a bit. But moving on after that, also one of the great acts that we're going to see there in Newport will be the great Wynton Marsalis, and he's going to be playing with special guest Dave Brubeck. So I thought I'd play one from each of them in the next set, one from Wynton Marsalis, one from Dave Brubeck. So we're going to hear No Smoking from Wynton. Time now is 7:03. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. We'll be right back. All right, that is the great Dave Brubeck with a great classic, Blue Rondo a la Turk, from the album Time Out. And that was a live recording from the Legacy Edition, the 50th anniversary edition that came out in 2009 of the great Time Out album. And that Legacy Edition had a second CD with several recordings from different appearances of Dave Brubeck at Newport. And since we're going to hear him at Newport, as we did last year, actually, but we're going to be hearing him playing along with Wynton Marsalis. So that should be very interesting. So I thought I'd play that live at Newport rendition of Blue Rondo a la Turk. And before that, you heard from Wynton Marsalis himself. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Wynton over at Newport. And you heard an album that goes way back. Think of One is the name of the album. And you heard the track No Smoking. And let's see if I can tell you who was on that album. By the way, the album was recorded back in 1983. And on it is Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Branford Marsalis on tenor saxophone, Kenny Kirkland on piano, and Phil Bowler on bass. Really one of our favorite bass players. And he is a Connecticut native, Phil Bowler is, also a graduate of the Hart School of Music. And on drums, Jeff Tane Watts. So a great album from back in 1983. Think of One.